Welcome back. If you just tuned in, you're about 40 minutes late. We start the program at 6 minutes after the hour, but thanks for joining me. I joked with my guests that I should have like hundreds of people send him emails and to support him, say they heard it on the radio. And then I mentioned Better Call Saul, but I'm not going to tell you the story because I don't like spoilers. But I am starting to watch the fifth season, Better Call Saul. And they have an interesting warning on it. You know, you have different warnings at the beginning, not for kids, or, you know, nudity, sex. So they have three warnings: language, suicide, and smoking.
Smoking.
Now, I struck me odd, too. And first of all, if you're going to list those three things, wouldn't you put suicide as last? Language, suicide, and smoking. You gotta be warned. You have been warned. Speaking of controversy, you know, this Picasso is a big controversy. The latest on De La Guerra Plaza, boy, I don't live in the city of Santa Barbara, so I don't know if I have a vote in what I could do, but I don't understand. I think a lot of historians are opposed to changing De La Guerra Plaza. I mean, that has been there, and that horse and buggies went around that circle, and they're talking about getting rid of all the grass, which is, on the one hand, I can understand that in terms of lawns and water, but just bright lights to prevent sleeping. You know, we have a homeless problem there. I don't know how changing the landscape is going to make it less inviting. But while you're contacting your city representative of Stop Picasso, tell him not to change De La Guerra Plaza. Homeowners insurance. I attended a presentation, and they were talking about California. They control homeowners insurance, a lot of aspects, and many homeowners insurance companies have left California, so you might be paying a little more for homeowners insurance. And one asked about 10 years ago for a 6% increase. You have to ask the state. And on one hand, you might say, well, this is good. You know, insurance company is supposed to make money, but if they're making money hand over fist, you know, maybe they shouldn't raise their rates. I don't know. It sounds almost anti-capitalist to say that, you know, the state is going to control your rate increase. But they asked for a 6% increase, and California evaluated the insurance company and said, no, you have to give a 10% refund to all your clients. So under the heading of don't ask, don't tell, my goodness. Little today in history, kind of going back to April 2nd, 1917, been talking about the late 19-teens with the first pandemic. And then right after the first pandemic hit, that's when, what's the amendment where you couldn't drink?
Prohibition.
And it's kind of funny how it came right after COVID. That's really funny. Spanish flu. I'm sorry, I called it COVID. And of course, people argue it shouldn't have been called the Spanish flu because it really didn't start in Spain. But yeah, so that was an interest. So what do we do now? We have COVID and we made pot legal. So we got more drugs. Just throw more drugs at us. We want to drink and smoke. Don't want to go, whatever that song was. So anyway, in 1917, April 2nd, Jeanette Rankin was the first woman elected to the U.S. Congress. She assumed office then. And she was from represented from Montana. And she had been a social worker. But there was something interesting, a tag to this story about when women, oh, here it is, women got the right to vote in 1920. So she was elected as the first woman to Congress in 1917, and women didn't even get the vote to 1920. It's hard to believe that my dad was 6 years old and alive during that time. Okay. And then finally, I've got nothing else. Oh, here's something I did find. I got something. I saw a new listing on, oh God, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Hutash. Hope I'm spelling it right. Hutash. New listing on Hutash Street. And it didn't ring a bell. I'm going, Hutash Street. And then I did a history, and it last sold in 2002. And it was a different street name in 2002. So the trivia question is, what street was it in 2002? And now it's called Hutash. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it correctly. I scribbled Hutash. And the answer is?
Bob.
The answer is Indio Muerto. That was Indio Muerto, and they changed it to Hutash Street. And I did that whole story, but it completely forgot. And then really, finally, gas, $6 a gallon, but the recent penalty against Plains All-American Pipeline, they're paying $365 a gallon for oil based on their fine and the fuel oil that spilled. That's their fine, $365 per gallon. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.